Welcome to Traveling Bluegrass Uncut. I'm your host, Alan Watts. On today's program, we talk with University of Kentucky and University of Tennessee tobacco specialist Dr. Andy Bailey about the Tobacco Field Day and angular leaf spot and other problems with tobacco this year.
It's a different summer than we've ever had before. So normally, we have three field days that we do over the course of the summer, and this year we're kind of going to all virtual format as opposed to in-person field days. Our first field day we normally have is the last week of June at the Highland Rim Research Education Center in Springfield, Tennessee. That's been postponed to October the 6th, which we hope we can have it October the 6th. I'm not 100% certain that we'll even have it then, but that's the postponement date is October the 6th for the Highland Rim Springfield Tobacco Field Day. And then we normally have one here at Princeton. We go in with the corn and soybean folks and have a corn soybean tobacco field day the last of July. That's going to be a virtual format this year, too, for the corn and soybean sector. And I'm also going to do a separate online kind of a tobacco update in that same time frame, the last of July, first of August. And I'll also cover our Murray Tobacco Twilight Tour. Normally we have our Dark Tobacco Twilight Tour at Murray about the second week of August, and so we're not going to have that in person either. And so that's going to, I think we're going to have an online presentation to update folks. Our biggest focus, of course, this summer, as it has been for the last couple of summers, has been angular leaf spot in dark tobacco, and that's been our kind of our overwhelming disease that we have in this crop. And this year we hadn't seen so much of it yet, although it's just getting to the point where the tobacco is the right size to start seeing angular leaf spot. Normally it's maybe a week or 2 weeks before topping that we see most of it coming in. It's a bacterial disease that tends to be more of a problem with some of the larger tobacco as it gets closer to topping time. We've confirmed about 8 cases so far for sure that we've documented bacteria in the lab that we think is for sure angular leaf spot. There's probably more cases than that too. And normally, like I say, the last several summers we've probably documented well over 100 cases of angular leaf spot. So the weather we've had, these severe storms, definitely aggravate bacterial disease like angular leaf spot. So we expect to see more coming on. But again, the tobacco is just now getting to the size when we start to see more of it come into play. So we've got a large angular leaf spot field survey that we're doing. My graduate student, Andrea Keeney, is doing, where she's monitoring 30 fields all the way from Henry County, Tennessee to Logan County, Kentucky. And 30 fields of about 18 growers, and so we're looking at a lot of environmental factors in these 30 fields, such as nutrient levels in the tissue and soil, as well as soil temperature, light penetration into the crop. Of course, rainfall, we're documenting storm events, and if we see angular leaf spot flare up after a storm, we're keeping track of that too. And so a lot of monitoring, field monitoring going on, just kind of a shotgun approach to look at some things culturally that may have an impact on this bacterial disease angular leaf spot down here. And so we're doing that, as well as a lot of chemical studies too, where we've got spray efficacy plots at both Princeton and Murray and a few on-farm locations where we're testing experimental bactericides that could help the angular leaf spot. But right now, we don't have anything that's really great on it. Our standard has been streptomycin for bacterial diseases like angular leaf spot. We probably have at least a third of the cases out there are already resistant to streptomycin. We've been documenting that for the last four years now. And so I recommend copper products would be the next alternative to streptomycin. There's several copper oxide, copper sulfate products that we're recommending growers use if they aren't pleased with what they've seen from streptomycin. I would encourage them to send us a sample. If they're in Kentucky, they can come to our lab at Princeton. They'll need to go through their county agent to get that sample mailed in to us. Our office here is still closed to the public, as well as the plant diagnostic lab here too, that they can get with a county agent there in the county, and he can mail us a sample. If you're in Tennessee, if you can get with your county agent there and get them to mail a sample to the lab in Nashville, they can look at the same things we are here as far as bacterial diseases. Again, I would encourage growers to send samples in. I'm getting a lot of text pictures now, trying to do some visual diagnosis of annual leaf spot, but the final diagnosis always comes with a lab sample. But I would encourage growers to go through the county offices with that. But we are looking at a lot of annual leaf spot this summer, kind of a major project that we're doing this summer, Alan.
Dr. Bailey, if people want to participate in your virtual field day or virtual event later this summer, when's that going to be? How can they participate in that?
Yeah, I hadn't got the final date. What we're going to do, though, is I'm going to record this presentation and put it up on our Dr. Baca Facebook page, which if you go on Facebook and just search Dark Tobacco in Kentucky and Tennessee, that is our Dark Tobacco Facebook page. And we're going to record this presentation again. I hadn't set an exact date for it, but it'll be sometime last week of July, first week of August, and it'll probably be a short 5-10 minute presentation, just an update there that'll be recorded and put on that Facebook page. And so, again, probably the best thing to do is along that point in time, just search Dark Tobacco in Kentucky and Tennessee on Facebook, and you'll get to that page, and you'll get more details about exactly when this little presentation will be posted, Alan.
Our guest today on the program, University of Kentucky and UT Tobacco Specialist, Dr. Andy Bailey. I'm Alan Watts, traveling to Bluegrass.